Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What I want to do is now, we had an awesome conversation yesterday about the Puritans. And I know that we enjoyed that so much. And I'm still pumped about after the radio program. I just kept talking about that, you know, all day. Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about VFN radio. You know, if you miss a broadcast, listen, don't fret. Don't it's on a 24-hour loop. You can hear that same day's program 24 hours a day.
Right.
I know many people right now that listen it throughout the day. They're at work. Some people listen before they go to bed. So it's pretty cool. But no matter what, you always have, especially if you download the app.
That's right.
Well, we had this great conversation about the Puritans and their quest to seek God and to start out in a new land. And I'm so I'm amazed. I mean, we were just like, Steve, I heard you on the radio again when I was listening to the radio program, and you were like, I'm speechless. Yeah. I'm speechless.
Yeah, I know.
But one of the things we didn't get a chance to touch on and talk about was the monument that was built to the forefathers. And I never knew that this monument even existed.
Yeah, I never seen it before.
Did you guys know this?
No, never seen it.
I mean, the only thing I knew about freedom and liberty and monument was Statue of Liberty. You know, I was like, but I did not know that there was a national monument to our forefathers. And let me tell you, this thing is not a dinky little thing. Originally, when they were gonna build this back in the 1800s, as you know, as a monument to them, it was supposed to be something like 150 feet.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 81 feet. And yeah. That's not small
bigger.
Either.
No.
You know, but
it's almost twice the size originally. Yeah.
But I guess it was during the Civil War, and just it was like too expensive to do out of granite, you know. But this monument is so powerful. It's in Plymouth, in Plymouth, and it's so cool because it kind of gives us a blueprint of to what the forefathers thought were important when they were establishing this new land. And do you guys remember that at the top of this monument they have these like allegorical figures? They have this top of the monument is this woman. She's holding a Bible. She has a star on her forehead. And she's pointing upward.
Right.
You know, she has the word of God. You know, the star represented wisdom. As they taught us. And she's pointing up to heaven.
Towards the heavens. Wow. Yeah.
Wisdom is supreme. The wisdom of God, that is. The wisdom of God. And then the base of it had it's like eight-sided, it's four bases, but it's designed where there's four, like each direction, north, south, east, and west. There was another figure on each one of them. Do you guys remember what they were?
No. It was,
this is in Plymouth, Massachusetts, right?
Yeah.
Plymouth, Massachusetts. It's okay. Still there, and it's actually in a neighborhood, tucked away in a neighborhood somewhere.
I know something.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean I'm not too far out. I'm planning a potential trip.
Check it out, huh?
Yeah, and share my findings with the VFN radio audience and with you guys. But it's just so encouraging that there's a blueprint that we can look back to see. Wow. Not only were they recognized for their faith, not only were they recognized for what they did for the birthing of our country. But it's also a blueprint. One of the sides had to do with the figure of morality. Actually, well, here it is. One of it is morality. I'm trying to read this off here for you on this article, and the other one has to do with education. The other one has to do with liberty.
Yeah.
And they're talking, and I mean, each stage of this monument, the base of this monument, talks about the key cornerstones, the key things to, you know, what the pilgrims believed, what they thought was necessary. Mm-hmm. You had faith at the top. You had morality. You had education. You had liberty. And you had the law. And I thought, wow, this is exciting.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Not only is it was this a beautiful work of art,
yeah,
but it told a story. You know, in the book of Deuteronomy, they're constantly talking, constantly. The book of Deuteronomy says, remember, mm-hmm. remember.
That's right.
And God is saying, don't forget me. And there's a stone, there's a pile of rocks. That pile of rocks means this, that pile of rocks means that. I don't know how they wrote in pile of rocks. All these pile of rocks mean something.
That's right.
And it was always to point back, always to point back to, you know, God and what God has done. And I'm so like pleased and thrilled that they actually built this monument. They said the woman morality, she's holding the Ten Commandments, and on the inscription says, I am thy Lord, thy God. Mm-hmm. And she has that in her hands. The education one is the one that faces the south.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a book on her lap, which represents wisdom. And then some youth are around the education's throne.
You know, it's amazing when you think about a monument that represented something that was so significant in our past and so significant mm-hmm. to the birthing of this nation. Why something like that is not put at like the epicenter of D.C. or...
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we were talking about just yesterday about the significant role that George Washington played
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
in the laying of the foundation of this nation.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, he was just one of our forefathers.
Mm-hmm.
But... it's like you think about it, it's like where, how come, and Kirk Cameron even touches on this, is like, why is this not highlighted
yeah.
as such an epicenter of our foundation, as like a pivotal representation of what happened when our nation was birthed?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's just, what can be done to pick that up and move it
yeah.
to right in the central location of D.C.? And It's
really amazing. You think about it, because mm-hmm. of all monuments,
yeah.
I mean, you have a monument, you have a Washington Monument,
that's right.
you have Abraham Lincoln,
yeah.
you know, Thomas Jefferson is like all mm-hmm. these monuments, and Martin Luther King Jr. has mm-hmm. his own monument, and mm-hmm. you know, nothing wrong with that.
I even think about all the monuments and the memoirs for all the wars, the Vietnam Memorial, the World War II Memorial, the Korea War Memorial, and. They have put, I mean, there have been so many, confrontations around mm-hmm. those. There have been so many confrontations as far as what needs to be done so that we can build one to represent, you know, the current war that we've been fighting for so long in Iraq. They're talking about, when are we going to build it? When are we going to build it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, how about the war that was fought to even have America, to even
wow.
have a nation to fight for?
That's right.
And,
good.
It's important. It's important that we remember why it was built, and not only that, but that it is even built.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Right. And so it's like this thing is tucked away.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I think it's up until 2001 that they actually handed it over to the city, I believe, for them to care
wow.
for.
Wow.
But it was kept in, you know, in others' hands during all this time. It's like the park and all that property. But I think like it's in like this little park that is in a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's like middle of nowhere.
Yeah, middle of nowhere. Well, hello, how did this go all this long? I mean, how did we live in this? This is the tragedy. How did we live
mm-hmm.
in this country this long?
And right. not know this.
And not, and it's not like, you know,
yeah.
we don't know a lot of things. So that's not, I mean, that's not a,
that's not
that's not a mystery. Okay. That's not like a hard thing to do. We don't know a lot of things. You know, we're just trying the best that we can. And we're trying
yeah.
to share a lot of things that God's teaching us. And, you know, we're learning. And this is what this is, a big conversation of what, you know,
yeah.
of us trying to learn humility, what God wants us to know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just us. I mean, I talk to other people and I say, hey, do you know, have you heard of the monument to the forefathers? And I'm like, no. What?
Yeah. Well, you know, John, you think about it, you know, you were just in the last couple minutes ago, you were talking about how Egypt has, they removed one of their defense ministers
mm-hmm.
and the Muslim Brotherhood came in, and what they were doing was any person that had a voice,
mm-hmm.
they were removing them, whether it be advertisers, it be the people that write the magazines, or it be the very publishers that write the textbooks.
Yeah.
You think about
that's coming next. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you think about it. I'm sorry. I'm going to steal your thunder if that's where you're going with it.
No.
But that's the exact same thing that happened. And I think we had talked about it before. I'm not sure specifically who or when, but, you know, the two major book publishers, I don't know the specific names or the actual names of the companies, but they are financed by, I believe, Islam. And it's a strategy to rewrite our history. It's a strategy to come in and come in between the connection of where we are now and where we came from. So you're talking about why do we not know about this? Why are we not being taught this? Because how can a people fight for that which they don't know? You know, and if somebody were to come in and just remove that monument, if people didn't even know it was there, they're not going to stand up and fight for it because they don't know it's there. So now that we do know, it's just like we have that empowerment to say, okay, now we can, you know, get this out, share the history, share the truth and the power of this with those that we do know, you know?
Right.
Wow. You're absolutely right. Because, you know, this is when my people perish for lack of knowledge, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the article that I'm reading here says that this was commissioned by the Pilgrim Society and it was maintained as in a monument in a small park. It was deeded over to the Commonwealth in 2001. But it says the Pilgrims are also honored another monument in Provincetown in 1910. So they just keep, you know, I'm glad that people still want to remember, you know, that they still want to remember. But it's amazing, you know. The guy that wanted to build this, his name was Billings, or he wanted to do it as 150 feet. He was a Boston sculptor,
right?
And he also built, I think, the Civil War monument. And so these monuments are good. I mean, they just stand out and they point us back into another direction. You know, one of the base, one of the figures in this monument that's at the bottom there is Liberty. And it said it's a seated warrior with a sword in his right arm and a broken chain in his left. And he's flanked by depictions of peace and tyranny, symbolizing the defeat of tyranny and obviously the resorting of peace. And it's just like, wow. Wow. They show pictures and scenes of the Pilgrims departing England and how they landed at the shores of Plymouth, interacting with the Native Americans. It's basically told their story in Iraq. I mean, it told their story in Iraq. And I'm telling you, if we get back to righteous laws, if we get back to morality, if we get back to teaching education the way God wants us to teach education and not pull God out of education, like you're saying, Steve, you know?
Yeah,
Big Bang, what? No, how about intelligent design? You know what I'm saying? God, you know? And we'll have true liberty. This is the way to preserve true liberty.
Yeah. You know,
for who the sun sets free?
It's free indeed.
It's free indeed.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.